Hey, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm your host, Jim Williams. And on this edition, we're going to talk to Clark Pierce, who's the Senior Vice President of TV Everywhere for Fox, and they have an outstanding Fox Sports app. And this is a great weekend to give it a go because all kinds of fun stuff's going on. You've got, of course, Fox's coverage of the U.S. Open. And for the next month or so, it'll be a wonderful place to watch everything you want to see about World Cup. So plenty of things going on at Fox Sports, and certainly from the streaming side, Clark Pierce, our guest. Clark, guess you're not doing much over there. Just kind of have your feet up and enjoying time. Thank goodness you're not too busy.
Yeah, I mean, we got nothing to do. We're actually... But my colleague Will Aycock and I, we're sitting in here with our feet up. We just took naps.
Right.
We're just mailing it in. That's great.
Passing the Doritos around, right?
Yeah. Listen, this is potentially the most. It's certainly the most exciting week or weekend, 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday that I think we've ever had in our history. I mean, I can't think of, I mean, certainly to be, very specific to streaming initiatives, we've never, ever done anything this large. You know, the number of concurrent streams that we have available, the high quality of the content, the properties, the partnerships with the USGA and FIFA. I mean, this is, this is great. I mean, if you could get the Super Bowl and the World Series Game 7 to be played at the same time, it'd be the same kind of thing, right? It's just, it's fantastic. So we have, we just have a ton of stuff going on. I mean, we have the simulcast of the broadcast of both golf and World Cup going, and then, breaking them down individually with the U.S. Open golf, we have three additional bonus feeds that we're streaming that are only available, on our streaming apps, and it's also available on the USGA as well. That's a part of our partnership with them. Mm-hmm. They put those feeds on their sites and apps as well. But, there's four feeds right there. And then with the World Cup, we have five feeds in addition to the simulcast and the broadcast. So, what does that put us at? 10 concurrent feeds right now. And just because we didn't have enough to do, tomorrow we're going to experiment with a new channel on the golf coverage called Featured Tees, which we'll be leveraging data, TrackMan data specifically, that we get on each tee box. And we'll be focused on five specific tee boxes, but we'll take that data and we'll be able to show their tee shot and in some cases show the tracer that shows the path of the shot off the club head, and then we'll be able to display data such as club head speed, the length of the drive, the height of the drive, the apex, et cetera. So that we're going to experiment with starting tomorrow. That's not something that we were ready to start today just because we didn't have a chance to test data until we had data, which started with golfers on the course. So tomorrow we'll get it up to 11. Once the U.S. Open ends, we can, we go back to the easy stuff of just doing three soccer games a day.
Right.
So,
one of the things that I've been impressed with is you've got the Fox, Sports Go app, which is geo-targeted, obviously, to different regions. But you also have it streaming on Fox Now, which is the traditional one where you have, obviously, Fox and FX and FXX and FS1 and FS2 and all the other networks that are Fox-related. And both of them are outstanding apps.
Well, we're glad to hear you like them. They're, we added the sports channels into the Fox Now experience last fall, and launched it with the World Series, and we've been doing that, since then. And it's experience is greatly, greatly improved. And, for big events like this, we do, it does get us, it does expose us to some new users.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that are more focused on entertainment, our entertainment properties. And then, there's a nice, the collision, if you will. They see the content, they discover it, and, then all of a sudden we have somebody that can, get to that content. So it makes sense. I mean, it's the game, the game is on Fox. People are going to look for it in the Fox app. So, we're seeing a nice audience in there today. It's important to note, we have all of the Fox Sports feeds are also in the Fox Sports app,
mm-hmm.
which is our scores, stats, standings, schedules, mm-hmm. et cetera, product. We've integrated all of our streaming into that product as well. So mm-hmm. if you get any of our apps, you're able to get into the live content that we offer. Our streaming experience is in all four corners of all the Fox products.
How's these? How was the situation with setting up for World Cup? I'm sure it was quite challenging. You're now dealing with streams coming from all the different venues in Russia. And how many people do you have on the ground in Russia?
I don't know. Eddie might know, Jim, what we have as far as a footprint, a human footprint, if you will, in Russia. It's pretty large, and I'm on the phone with a lot of them and communicating with a lot of them in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been fun for my daily schedule with the.
Yeah.
I'm East Coast based, so it's 7 hours. I guess it could be worse. It could be in LA. It'd be 10. But
right.
We have a very, very large team there, and they've been working around the clock for the last few weeks. Some of them have been in there in country, about a month now.
Right.
They've been in Moscow getting things ready to go. We have a real big group that's stateside as well.
Sure.
That's working on this, and we're in multiple locations. We have a big group down in the Woodlands outside of Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our headquarters are in Los Angeles, and then with the golf happening here in Shinnecock, we've got our own kind of command center set mm-hmm. up here, mm-hmm. which is where myself and Will Acock are positioned, and, mm-hmm. or should say stationed, and we're monitoring everything from this position. So it's a large effort, like I said at the top, I can't think of another time where we were streaming as much as we are, especially when you factor in the level of priority this content requires, just because it is mm-hmm. Sought after content from a fan perspective. Fans want to watch the World Cup. I mean, even though it's Russia and Saudi Arabia, for mm-hmm. example, there's still a really good-sized audience experiencing this content right now.
I think one of the beauties of the World Cup is, even though the United States didn't make it, and I think we all obviously would have liked that to happen, it's still an event, and sports fans like events.
Yeah, and it's a big event. Right. It's an event that only comes around once every 4 years.
Right.
And, if your nation was good the year before, mm-hmm. the World Cup before, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be good this year, because, 4 years is a long time.
Sure.
So it's, soccer fans, soccer is big in the United States.
Sure.
And it, of course, would be much better for all Americans if the United States were in this and we had more of a rooting interest, but
right.
European soccer, the UEFA Champions League, for example,
right.
There's a lot of great stars in their prime, and when we put those games on Fox and, mm-hmm. and within our apps, they perform very well, and it's partly because of the day part, mm-hmm. and, the time of day and the day of the week that those events are on. They're on
sure.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays, and with this World Cup being in,
Russia.
You know, yeah. Essentially they call it European Russia, right?
Right.
Those time zones are all, you know, the most western major cities, mm-hmm. western sort of time zones of that area. You're essentially in the same day part. So we, you know, it's a little bit earlier, which in some cases makes it better. You know, we know that there are people streaming this, at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is much CTV, and you know, maybe people have it on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That's very similar with the U.S. Open. You know, because
right.
you know, Thursdays and Fridays, you get a real good size audience because people are at work, and you know, they may not have televisions, but they have bandwidth and they have screens,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I won't say they have time, you know, because I'm sure they're all busy with their jobs. But you know, maybe it's on in the background. Maybe people are just checking it out, and maybe they're just hiding it so their boss can't see it.
Well, the beauty of it is that you can carry it in your pocket now. So, you know, you can take it to lunch with you. You can, you know, when the weekend comes, you can take it out, you know, to the pool. You can, you know, you're portable. And I think that's the key now. That's the beauty of it is, you know, we're talking about an event in the World Cup that over the period of time, it is literally countries have stopped fighting wars during World Cup. So, you know, that's
right.
The kind of event that you're dealing with. And so, yeah, I mean, it's an amazing event. And the fact that you can take it, you know, as I said, to the, you know, out to lunch with you, even if you're out running around, you have that ability to watch it for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes or watch the entire event because of the portability of it.
Yep. Yeah, it's available, you know, where you are, when you are, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, where you are, you can pull it out and you can check it out. So it's, and you know, culturally Americans are, you know, coming around on the World Cup and they're understanding the prominence that it, you know, that it has on the world stage. And, you know, again, we'd love to see the American team in there, but there's still an enormous amount of superstars that are, you know, performing in this, and they're all, you know, Messi's at his peak, Ronaldo's at his peak, Neymar's at his peak. You know, these guys, I shouldn't say peak, but they're in their prime.
Right.
And you know, I think fans are interested to see that, and I think a lot of fans are interested to see players from their favorite club team over in Europe play, you know, because they're all scattered amongst different nations. It's a great event, and it's you know, it's a month long, and we are you know, we got a good preview back in 2015 doing the Women's World Cup.
Yep.
And you know, the men's World Cup is bigger in the sense that there's more nations. You know, obviously it's just a massive event, and it's, you know, we're you know, it's working as hard as we can to make sure we're up to the task.
Well, here in Washington, all you have to do is go down Massachusetts Avenue, which, for those who aren't familiar, is what we like to call Embassy Row. And the irony is that the Brazilian embassy is next door to the, you know, to the British embassy, and there's no love lost in that regard of taunting each other about what you know, what's coming next. So we are in an area where every game is important. There are watch parties all over town, and it's a lot of fun from that standpoint.
Yeah. Awesome.
So everybody's watching Fox. You got no problem in D.C. from that standpoint.
That's cool.
What are, you know, obviously the 2026 announcement was big news as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's eight years from now. It's, you know, personally a little bit hard for me to wrap my head around it because there's, I guess I'll have, you know, my third kid will be, I guess, getting out of college. My fourth one will be getting into it. And my first two will be in the workforce. So, you know, that's where my head goes. immediately. Right. It's like, wow, that's a long time from now. That's a long time from now. So, but listen, that's huge. I mean, first of all, for North America to get that that tri bid is something pretty special, and for us to be the broadcasters for 60 of those matches to be in, in the United States, plus the quarterfinals, it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. But we've got this one to do. We've got a Women's World Cup next summer, and we've obviously got 2022 and right. 2023 for the men and women respectively. So we'll definitely take them one at a time. And I wonder what the consumption of that content will be 8 years from now. I mean, think how much the world could change. So
absolutely
hard to pin that down. So, but it'll be fun. I mean, we're obviously excited about it. We're certainly focused on this one. But that is if we gave out a big cheer around here, that's for sure.
I know you got to get going, and I certainly am appreciative of your time, given all the things that are going on. What are some of the things that you want people to know about what's going on with the Fox apps and all that? This is I'm giving you 30 seconds to a minute to whatever you need and want to say to the listeners and viewers about how best to consume the content that you guys got out there.
That's great. Yeah, the best way to consume the World Cup is in the Fox Sports app. We've got a very complete end-to-end experience in there, not only with the live streaming and all of the bonus feeds, but you also have an immersive experience around that content with scores, stats, standing schedules in the match center for each match. And then on top of that, we also have a great product called the Highlight Machine, where you can go in. And we have over 300 historical matches going back to 1950s World Cups. And you can look up all the goals. You can look up red cards. You can look up yellow cards. You can look up shots on goals. You can look up all sorts of different statistics. You can sort of choose your own adventure. If you want to just see Messi goals, if you want to just see Argentina goals, if you just want to see Pele goals, if you want to just see Bobby Charlton goals from England when they won back in the 50s, it's all in there. And once we get all the each match as we go through the World Cup, we'll also all of those game replays will be in there, and you'll be able to see the highlights. So you can create your own custom highlight using the Highlight Machine, which is a product that we're really proud of. And something we worked on in conjunction with IBM and Watson, the IBM Watson product. So I would steer people most definitely into the Fox Sports app. And if they want to stream the match, they can do that. If they want to check out the match center with scores, stats, standings, et cetera, and if they want to see the Highlight Machine, they can do that as well. It's one of those things that you can, if you go on YouTube and you kind of get sucked into a video hole and you just keep going deeper and deeper, it definitely has that effect, because you can look at one thing and just keep going and going, and it's a lot of fun to play around with. You can learn a lot historically about the World Cup through that product. Pretty cool.
Yep, and we got also the Fox Sports Go app, which of course you can have on your phone, but also on your streaming device.
We're in the process of rebranding everything to drive everything to the Fox Sports app, because it's got everything.
Yeah.
Your Fox Sports Go is still going to exist, but if you're on a Roku now, you'll notice that it no longer says Fox Sports Go; it just says Fox Sports. So we're in a process of rebranding all of that, so it'll slowly just become Fox Sports, and World Cup is our first event where we're pushing everybody in that direction, because we want to give people the complete user experience around an event. And, what better event to start with than the World Cup?
Clark, thanks for joining us. And we'll keep watching the World Cup all month long, and we'll catch up with you around the beginning of the NFL season.
You got it. We're looking forward to the NFL as well with Thursday Night Football. So the fall is going to be crazy. I don't know if it'll be crazier than this weekend in June into July, but we'll catch our breath for a couple weeks in August, and then we'll hit the ground running in September with college football. So it'll be great. Yeah, happy to chat anytime. Glad you're a fan.
Looking forward to it and hope to see you at the World Series with the Nationals.
You and Tony Kornheiser.
There you go. You got it, buddy. All right, Chris.
All right, take care.
Thanks a lot, bud.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
You got it. Bye.
Stream On will continue after these words from Sling TV. Sling TV is America's number one live television streaming service, and I'm here to tell you that I am proud to be a slinger. That's right. Slinging is about breaking norms and connecting people with TV that satisfies through choice and control at a reasonable price. It is a way of life. Anyone can be a slinger. I invite my friends to enjoy the choice and control that only Sling TV can offer. Hey, millions are doing it, folks. You want freedom, right? Well, Sling gives you the freedom and the choice to craft just the right package that fits your interest. If you're a newsie, you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, you've got Bloomberg, you've got CNBC, you've got HLN, you've got BBC World. That's just to name a few. If you're a sports person, hey, no problem there. You've got the ESPN family of networks, Fox Sports Networks, NBC Sports Network, and much, much more. Lifestyles, HGTV, Food Network, Travel Network, Lifetime. Entertainment, there you go. You got TNT, TBS, USA, Comedy Central, A&E, plus much, much more. Multiple languages, no problem. Sling has 22 different languages at the lowest price on the market anywhere. So give Sling TV a try today. I will bet that you're going to be a slinger just like me for a very, very long time. So go to sling.com. That's sling.com and check out how to be a slinger today. Welcome back to Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. Now, a little business here. If you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, we certainly make it easy to do. You can go to the iTunes store because we are part of the Apple Podcast family and happy to be there. You can go to Google Play, Blog Talk Radio, and three of the top podcast apps. We are on Stitcher, we're on Spreaker, and we are on the very popular TuneIn app, okay? So that's six different apps you can go and find us and download it, and all you have to do is search Stream On. Hit your favorite button, and every week you'll get a new edition of the podcast sent to your phone or to your tablet or to both, okay? All right. Special thanks to Clark Pierce, the Senior Vice President of TV Everywhere from Fox, for joining us. Lord knows they are everywhere. They've got the U.S. Open. They're doing an outstanding job. They're just crushing it. And you're going to be able to watch World Cup all month long on Fox. So check out their streaming app. I tell you, it's one of the best out there. And it doesn't matter if there's something live or not. There's plenty of content. So check it out early. Check it out often. Okay, that's the Fox Sports app. All right, okay. So until next time, I'm Jim Williams for the entire staff right here at Stream On, saying have a wonderful and safe weekend. We'll check you next week right here on Stream On.